everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our 107th episode on this March 11th, 2021 afternoon in Western Pennsylvania, where it's in the 60s today. Oh my goodness, in the 60s. And that's why we have a bigger digital audience in our basement studio. And let's crank up that bugle charge and tell you what the show is all about today. Yeah, we're going to be talking about three lives. There's one in Maryland, one in Philadelphia, and one in Western Pennsylvania. And you know we're talking about the Cordish family and their three casinos, Maryland Live, Philadelphia Live, and Just Lives in Western PA, Westmoreland County, in the Westmoreland Mall. And Janie and I visited the Westmoreland Lives three times, and we're going to tell you what we're thinking about when we talk about it. Also, we're going to go on and talk about odds and ends again today, little secret tidbits that we like to share with you, and close it out with craps talk and our 6446 dice set that caught so much attention on social media. Okay, we'll be right back with a short break and be joined by Janie, and we'll get right in to our agenda. Well, in discussing the Western Pennsylvania Live, Pittsburgh Live, Westmoreland Live, whatever you want to call it, because the building just says Live, it's not Maryland Live, is it, Janie?
No, it's not, but it was fun to go to one so close. This is the closest one to our home. Sometimes it may be easier to get to the rivers in Pittsburgh, downtown Pittsburgh, but this is actually in miles the closest. And, of course, you know I like that Greensburg area.
Yeah, in fact, we've had so many people over our time on the podcasting circuit say that you really talk about what's nice close to the casinos because I think more and more people are just like us when they travel and visit casinos. It's just not about the casino. It's about the surrounding area. So before we get into the actual Live, what do you enjoy in terms of what's close to the new Live at Westmoreland Mall?
Well, a few of my favorite haunts are there. There's the Wow Outlet that's just across the highway and maybe half a mile up the road that has brand name purses that are less expensive. Some of them are new, some of them are used. It also has jewelry handcrafted there that uses crystals that I like. And they just have just about everything. If you want to get a bargain there for decorating things in your home, neat handmade type clothings or embellished clothing, jewelry, as I said, purses, it's a great place to go. The other place I like is Craftique, which is, I don't know how many vendors are in there, at least probably 50. And there's some crafted items, some handmade items, some neat items. You know, there's candles, handmade soaps. There's a lot of artificial type flowers, decorative items, a lot of embellished towels. A lot of neat things are in there, and I like to go there. And, of course, Ollie's Bargain Outlet is up there, too, right by Craftique.
The first place you mentioned, you say Wow,
W-O-W? W-O-W, yeah.
Okay, so just ask anyone run around there, they would tell you where those places
are. Well, right, it's right across that, and I can't remember the name of the road, but up the road from the Dunkin' Donuts store there. But everybody up there would know where that is.
Okay, so they're all within 5-10 minutes of the casino.
Right, so, yeah, I like those two because they're different. That you're not going to see everything that's in there anywhere else.
Well, I know the Cordish family has great restaurants in Maryland Live, and I was really pleased. I don't know how you felt about the food offerings at this Live in Westmoreland.
Well, right. This one, first of all, we were so excited to be out at a casino. We haven't been to one since. We've been to the Meadows. That's the only one we frequented during this pandemic, and we did go there at least 4 or 5 times. And even stayed overnight there. But to have a new one, this was fun. Yes, Guy Fieri's restaurant, the food is excellent. The staff was very good, very accommodating. My problem with that casino is it was packed. It was packed. There was no social distancing. You would not know the pandemic was around. I have to say that. I'm rarely ever critical of a casino, but it's smaller. And so many people were excited to be out. And again, now part of this is that the vaccinations have started. And so many people are in this area between Allegheny County and Westmoreland County have been vaccinated. That might be part of it, to just feel freer to not be social distanced. But they do have partitions between some of the machines. I didn't like the fact that there were so few video poker machines.
I would agree with you there. They were, I mean, there couldn't have been more than 30.
Oh, I don't think there are that many.
No, maybe 24, 20.
There's not very many, no.
Yeah, I must say, though, all the casinos in Pennsylvania still require masks to get in.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're required masks, but standing in the line to get our new cards, there was no social distancing. In fact, I almost had to ask people to back off myself.
Yeah. Well, don't you feel, because you've received both shots of the vaccines?
Well, yeah, I feel blessed that way that we have gotten them, and I didn't feel as vulnerable because of that. However, if I hadn't gotten them and I walked in there, I'd have walked right back out.
Okay, I'd agree with you there. Now, this casino does have a second story to it, but it's not gaming upstairs. It's two restaurants and then a lot of millennial-styled games that people talk about, you know, soccer games, bowling. Those kind of things are available. But they also have a professional bull riding restaurant. It must be a franchise,
I guess, to use the name PBR.
Yeah.
And they have the bull like they have at Gilly's that you can ride. None of that's operational right now because of the pandemic.
But I think it's going to be a great success.
Think it will be. Number one, because of the location. It's there's nothing else around.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with this part of Western Pennsylvania, there are three colleges there. There's St. Vincent College, Seton Hill. Is that a university now? I think it is.
Yes.
Seton Hill University. And there's a satellite campus for the University of Pittsburgh, Greensburg.
Right.
Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So you have the, you know, younger people there in mass, and plus just the regular people
there's
who
also,
live in Hemphill Township.
There's also, I think, Westmoreland Community College.
Yeah, Westmoreland Community College, excuse
so
me.
So you have quite a few of college-age students there.
Right, so there's entertainment there, obviously, for them. If they're not big gamblers, they have at least have that. I did have great success there on my second visit to the live casino in a craps game, but I'm going to talk more about that at Craps Talk.
Well, I would say the machines seem to be a little looser, maybe because, as the myth always says, the opening of a casino or a new casino. But I had my 23-year-old grandson with me. We sat down. The first machines at which we played, a newer slot machine, he hit for $100 and I hit for about $40. I mean, these were on like three spins. We were into that.
That's a great way to start.
That's not bad, no. But I did notice, you know, again, it's a new casino. Every machine there is brand new, so the minimums are higher than most casinos.
Well, I the table games all are $10 and up. There's no $5 tables mm-hmm. available there, but I think that's the way it is in the pandemic.
Yeah, could be. I don't know, since I don't frequent table games.
Well,
very
let me
much
ask you
anymore.
This question: the competing casinos to Live Westmoreland would be Lady Luck at Nemacolin and the Rivers
River.
Casino in Pittsburgh. So, do you think the crowds will continue to be as big as they are right now at Live, or do you think they'll slowly?
No, I think they'll be as big as they are, and maybe bigger.
Wow! So, right now, then the damage is going to be done to Lady Luck and
well,
Rivers.
Well, yeah, and I don't know that the Rivers would have that much damage because they are downtown Pittsburgh and they're beside the stadiums. I don't feel they'll inflict too much damage on the Rivers. But on Lady Luck, yes, I do, because that's a small casino to begin with. I like it, though, although it's small. It's spaced out so nice.
Which one?
Lady Luck.
Yeah, they don't have a sports book, though.
No, they don't have a sports book released yet, and they don't. I mean, the food options are really limited there.
Yeah, and Maryland Live, of course, is not.
Well,
in
and
comparison.
Maryland Live is similar to, or I mean, not Maryland Live, Pittsburgh Live.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Live, Westmoreland Live,
I don't
whatever
know,
you want to call it.
Pennsylvania Live. it can't be that since they have one in Philadelphia, but they have an opening just like Maryland Live. If you walk out of the casino, you can walk right into the mall that's there. So that's something that's advantageous if one partner doesn't want to gamble and one likes to shop. You know, that you have that option.
Again, the malls around the country are hurting. And I'm going to tell you something. The Westmoreland Mall is going to be a beneficiary because we were lucky to find parking places close to the casino. That's how crowded it was.
We were so shocked when we rounded the bend and saw the parking that it was packed. They do have a parking garage there, though, also. But to see the amount of people standing outside of the casino or walking to the casino, I mean, we were just shocked that it was that. I would have expected that possibly in the first couple weeks at Thanksgiving when they opened, but people want to get out now, though, and I guess they want to go there.
Also, I had a chance to talk to the people at the Players Club on my second visit, and the points at Maryland Live, Philadelphia Live, and this Westmoreland Mall Live, they all add up. So you can play at Maryland Live, and you can use your points at Westmoreland. Mm-hmm. Play at Westmoreland, use your points at Philadelphia.
Right. Well, it's not fair to compare Maryland Live with Pittsburgh Live.
No, it's not. No.
Because Maryland Live is as big and nice and maybe nicer than a lot of Las Vegas casinos.
Yeah, well,
it has 4,000 slot machines, so what does that tell you? Yeah. And it has only top named restaurants in there.
In 2020, you know how those polls are. They were voted the nicest casino in Maryland. And you're talking about MGM's National Harbor, so they beat them out.
Well, MGM National Harbor is just, I think, a little too pricey for a lot of people.
Yeah, especially on weekends when you have $50 table minimums.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think that's the issue there. But, no, I agree. I think it's nicer, too. But it was just so much fun to go to a new one. Now, at Maryland Live, the Cordish family also built a hotel.
So they have two hotels they use.
Yeah, well, this one's right there in the mall area, too. Now, we were talking to a couple waitresses when we were at Guy's having our lunch there.
Guy Ferreri's, right?
Yeah, and we were talking to them about, because one of them brought up the fact that they felt that they heard that there was going to be a hotel. And I said, are they building a new one? She said, well, no, we heard they were thinking about maybe taking over the old Sears building in the mall.
Wow.
That they were trying to come up with something. Now, that's where they had their school for the dealers. They trained them there, and they had a school formed in the old Sears building.
So this is the rumor that you're
going to
share.
Well, that's a rumor. That's just a rumor. Yeah. You know? I don't know if that's even feasible or possible under the mall's whatever their registration is or whatever.
Yeah. Now, the Meadows that we go to, and we're going to be going to, we're staying overnight in March, is attached to a Hyatt Hotel. So I don't think I anticipate anything that nice, you know, like a Hyatt Hotel.
Oh, I don't know.
But maybe
know.
You do. Maybe.
I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
We'll just have to
one.
Wait and see.
But
I really like the fact that when hotels are attached to casinos or associated with casinos, I like that for a lot of reasons. But one is security.
Yeah, I like that too. I feel they'll do something there, and hopefully this will save Westmoreland Mall, where, as you said, so many malls are really hurting right now and don't have much occupancy, and this can't hurt it. Having a casino right there in the mall.
Well, I've talked to friends that also have been to Live a couple times, and every time they go, they tell me it's crowded.
Right, yeah, I know. So I guess I don't anticipate it not being. If this is in the pandemic and it's been this crowded, that's not going to change.
Well,
and again, there's nothing closer. Well, I was glad to see that they do have the sports book there. And if you remember, and it's been a year now since our last podcast about sport, we were so excited because the sports books had been legalized in so many states, and we had just made a trip to Southern Indiana to three of our three favorite casinos there. and visited all three of their sports books, and we're really excited about a couple of them. And then the NCAA tournament coming up, and then the NFL draft in Las Vegas, but which none of which occurred. But so I'm happy to be talking about that again. And I think if you haven't been to any of the casinos to check out the sports books, that's something to do. They're fun places to be. And just to observe people, even if you don't want to place a sports bet, or at least find out how to place one.
Well, I do know this from my experiences with the Rivers, and I think they're pretty much all the same. You know, you don't be embarrassed. You can put $5 on a game. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you could. It's just so enjoyable because there's so many people cheering and yelling, and it's very comfortable. All these sports books are very comfortable. So, you want to give the new live 5 stars?
No.
Well, how many
I'll
stars?
I'll give it 4.
Okay, 4 stars. All right. Everybody, thanks, Jenny, for stopping in and talking about this today. Short break, and we're coming back for Odds and Ends. Well, here we are in Odds and Ends, and I'm still talking about the live casinos, and I'll tell you why. All kidding aside, they've changed the names. They're working on the names. They're calling, like in Pennsylvania, they're saying Live Casino and Hotel, Philadelphia. Or in Maryland, they're saying Live Casino and Hotel, what comes next? Maryland? Anne Arundel Mall? And in Westmoreland County, they're just saying Live Casino. Do they want to say Live Casino at Westmoreland Mall or in Westmoreland County? They're working on a name change, and it befuddles me. You know, I'm sure they know what they're doing, but I just can't figure it out. So that's why we kid a little bit about the names of the Cordish family casinos. Because I think most people just don't know right now what they are. But there is something that's concerning all the legal properties who have legal sports betting, you know, approved in their state. Because there's a gambling industry group now that wants to teach consumers how to tell if your sports betting online casino is legal or not. That online site, is it legal or not? So there is an American Gaming Association national trade group, and it has, you know, most of the major properties bought into it. It sort of represents them and has their concerns. And so you can just go to Google search and type in Conscious Gaming Better Safe. That's BETTOR. And that will take you to a website that's going to tell you whether or not the betting site that you're using is legal or not. And if that's a concern for you, doing things legally, I hope it is, because the roof could come down on your head. I mean, if you're at an unauthorized site that's not legal, are your credit card numbers safe? Are your checking routing numbers safe? I wouldn't think so. So, you know, this is a big, big issue. So just because it's online in your state doesn't mean it's legal. And how do you check? This is one way you check. And one more time, Conscious Gaming Better, BETTOR, Safe. All right? And see if that's a help. It's a help for me, and because it verified some of the thoughts that I had, like how do people really know if some of these sites are legal or not? Well, there's one way right there. Use this information to check your site. Okay, we're going to come back for Craps Talk.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, here we are in our Craps Talk segment. Oh boy, that detonation was a little bit delayed today, huh? Well, you gotta check those timers. Holy cow. Hey, listen, it's so nice of a day to use this phrase, but I guess I'm going to throw another log on the fire. That might have worked in January, right? Okay. Another 5 pounds of bird seed or not, right? Boy, the birds are out. You know, it's spring is in the air. But what do we do about dice control? I just had a nice run of throwing the dice for more than 30 minutes at the live casino in Westmoreland County in the mall. And that was a $700-plus day for me. So I was throwing a set that, if you look down on it, it's 6-4, and facing me is 4-6. I was referring to it as 4-6 just to make it a little more mysterious and keep everybody guessing, but I got called out on that, you know. I put a picture on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and we got so much attention, I had to make it our discussion. So am I saying that I can control what happens when I throw 6-4 looking at me 4-6? No, I'm not. What I am saying is I don't believe in dice control, but I believe in dice tendencies. And that is just based on ancillary evidence, you know, just I'm not measuring myself scientifically. But the way I see my performances, you know, week in and week out most of the year until the pandemic hit, is a certain set seems to generate certain outcomes more often than not. And so you probably threw a V3, an inverted threes, right? And they seem to be associated with six and eights. Throw an inverted six, one's horizontal, one's vertical, and you seem to get a lot of craps numbers and a lot of hard numbers. And throwing 6-4, you get a lot of point numbers, hard numbers, and everything else. But it only seems to work for me when I'm throwing coast to coast from one end of the table to the other. I try to take care of the dice when I'm throwing them. You know, this is what I mean by this. I just don't well them. You know, I grip them in a certain way with a slight backspin. I try to only let them bounce right before the back wall, even when I'm throwing from the other end of the table. Am I going to do that every time? No, I'm going to miss sometimes. Of course I am. But even so, that particular dice set has been good to me, and so that's what I'm going to do. You know, if you're anywhere on the table and you're throwing a dice set that you like and it's not working, one of the things you can do is change positions. I've seen a lot of people do that. You know, they're sevening out so often every time they get the dice that they just move to a different spot on the table, change tables sometimes, or sometimes just stop playing, come back, you know, after they settle down with something else. So that's something to do. But what I basically do is I just change sets. So when I'm next to the dealer, I'm probably going to throw the V3. From the back wall, I'm going to throw, looking down on it, 2-5s facing me, 2-4s, or that 6-4 set. I had success with both of them back there. So these are just tips. And I wanted to close out today by telling you what our mission statement was. You know, if you are a recreational gambler and you visit casinos in and out of Las Vegas, so do we. You know that. So we're sharing our recreational gambling tips and the stories with our listeners. You know, Janie tells you, of course, that we explore the towns and cities around the casinos, and we always appreciate the fine people that we meet. Every once in a while, we have a meetup with some of our listeners, and we had one with a couple dozen. It was an expensive day for me because I paid for the beer. But that's not important. What's important is if you're a listener and you enjoy it, that's what we're doing this for. So if you enjoy casino resorts and travel to, you know, follow these bi-monthly podcasts of Casinos USA Podcast. And eventually, at some point, we may meet up at a casino. And I just want to say, share your own stories by calling our 24-hour answering service. It's a voicemail. Just call it at 1-724-519-4556. That's 1-724-519-4556. Feel welcome and free to join our Facebook group, Casinos USA. Use it as two words to find us. Answer a few questions. We just promise not to advertise on there. And you're in, along with, you know, 600 or so other people that enjoy being on there and posting things that they do. And then also, we're on Twitter at Casinos USA 2017. You can follow us there, too. So once again, we really enjoyed our talk with you today. I hope we provided you with some entertainment and gave you a tip or two that you'll utilize. And it is a spring day in Western Pennsylvania. We're actually seeing robins, and that's pretty exciting when they come back. You know that spring is just right around the corner. Casinos USA is still a place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening. See you in a couple weeks. So long.